A smashed marina strewn with $30 million worth of luxury boats was one of the iconic images of Cyclone Yasi when it struck North Queensland more than 3 years ago. Now the Port Hinchinbrook Marina and the nearby Island Eco Lodge are about to be put up for sale by liquidators. The properties were owned by the late White Shoe Brigade figure Keith Williams, who also built SeaWorld and Hamilton Island. But the development has been mired in controversy and problems since its inception in the early 1990s. And as Cathy Van Extel reports, for the 150 residents living at Port Hinchinbrook, there's no sign of an end to their troubles in paradise.
The tourism industry has welcomed news that the Port Hinchinbrook Marina and Eco Lodge are finally about to go on the market. Daniel Gershwin from the Queensland Tourist Industry Council believes the location, about 2 hours' drive north of Townsville, has huge potential to become a tourism jewel.
Hinchinbrook is a very beautiful, mountainous, green island. It's a national park in its entirety. It's very close to the coastline. It is absolutely untouched by any kind of development other than that very small resort at the northern tip. It has a fantastic walk, which is one of the iconic walks internationally, I can say, and it has certainly the potential to be a jewel in our crown of green attractions that we have in Queensland.
But it's a jewel that's been badly chipped and needs polishing. The Eco Lodge is a ruin after going broke in 2010 on the back of the GFC, and the marina is unusable since Cyclone Yasi destroyed it in 2011. Last August, the Williams Corporation collapsed into the hands of liquidators. Joanne Dunn from FTI Consulting says the company's assets will be put on the market within the month, and prospective buyers will need deep pockets.
Look, it's still in the condition it was post the cyclone. There are some pylons in the water, some have leaned over, some have disappeared. We believe that there is still some parts of the marina that sunk during the cyclone are still under the water, and there's also silt that would need to be removed.
What about the Eco Lodge area itself?
It's in a pretty poor condition. Not only is there vandalism over there, but there is some general wear and tear from the environment.
Other assets up for sale include roads, shops and a sewage treatment works for the residential development attached to the marina. Currently, there are about 150 people still living in Port Hinchinbrook, while many others own land that remains vacant. Since 2005, many of these investors have been embroiled in a dispute with Williams Corporation over service levels, in particular, dredging of the silt-prone marina. Under a complicated arrangement, Body Corporate Services were managed by a separate company called PHS, which went into provisional liquidation last year. At a meeting a week ago, residents voted against the continuation of PHS. Liquidator Moira Carter says on behalf of PHS creditors, she's now obligated to pursue unpaid debts by the residents.
At the beginning of my appointment, it was about $1.5 million. Currently, it stands at about $1.2 million. I've placed them in the hands of debt collectors, and I will be pursuing the unpaid levies to the fullest extent of the law, and so whether that results in the bankruptcy of people if they don't pay, so be it.
Why is it that so many residents have refused to pay those levies? What's behind this?
I suppose the overwhelming reason was that they felt that they weren't getting the services that they contracted for. However, my investigations showed that they were actually getting those services.
The decision to wind up PHS is an added complication in the sale of the marina. Joanne Dunn is looking to the state government to help residents create their own body corporate.
The main issue we've got is that without a body corporate type structure in place, you cannot force owners to pay their levies. And that has been the problem with this development for years. The development needs a structure in place, whether it's a body corporate or something else, I don't know what else, so that the owner of whoever is providing the services has the ability to get paid those levies, to be able to continue to provide the services.
The Newman government is willing to look at this, although it's calling on Port Hinchinbrook owners to put bitter divisions behind them and work together to fix their problems.
It's not a very pleasant place to live at present. Member is turning against member. There are obviously opposing views. There are accusations being made.
PHS liquidator Moira Carter says residents bought into a dream that's turned into a nightmare.
My heart bleeds for the residents. They thought that they were buying into a paradise. A lot of people up there are retirees, and it's been an investment that they've made that has gone bad, and it's been very prolonged, and they've been having to deal with this for many, many years. It must be so disheartening and so exhausting for them.
The Queensland government insists it won't use taxpayers' dollars to bail out a private operation. The same goes for the local council. But Moira Carter says many residents are still clinging to the hope of a government rescue.
I can't see a moral reason why the government should step in and bail out people who have made an investment with their eyes wide open, and that investment has turned bad.
The Port Hinchinbrook development has been mired in controversy since its inception over its location, financing and environmental impact. When Keith Williams died in late 2011, he'd only completed half of the first stage of his two-stage development. And by then, the combined effects of the GFC and Cyclone Yasi had pushed his family company to the brink. Despite its checkered history and current challenges, though, liquidator Joanne Dunn says there's been interest in buying the Williams legacy.
We have been approached through an international consortium. They've been interested for a while, and we've told them that we will update them once it's on the market. And recently we have been advised of a local, I should say, Australian consortium that's interested. So there is a bit of interest, and throughout my appointment I have been approached by different parties as well, not necessarily interested in the whole development, but in certain parcels of the land.
Tourism Chief Daniel Geschwind believes it's a good time to sell.
Well, we've seen a general investor interest in tourism increase dramatically over the last couple of years. The business conditions have improved for our industry very significantly. And we also have seen, of course, the market shift. We see now people seeking out globally the special thing, the experience that you cannot replicate. And certainly Hinchinbrook is one of those opportunities.
Daniel Geschwind, the Chief Executive of the Queensland Tourist Industry Council, ending that report by Cathy Van Exdell.